Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good evening, fellow Neanderthals, and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wake Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies, broadcasting live from Atchison, Kansas. And yes, we have been everywhere. We just wrapped up the second to last day of the Fire Kelly, Fire Pelosi 2022 Kansas GOP statewide bus tour. And I'm exhausted, I tell you. I still have more to do. Don't forget, the bus with yours truly driving it will be pulling into Wichita tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Sedgwick County GOP headquarters at 251 South Whittier Road. That is just for those of you who don't know where that is, that's just east of Town East Mall, rather just west of Town East Mall. General Schmidt, Katie Sawyer, Congressman Estes, Senator Marshall, and a number of others will be riding along with us at the headquarters. Again, it's just east of Town East Mall, 251 South Whittier Road. We'll be pulling in tomorrow night at 6. It's the last stop on the tour. I hope you will come out and welcome us home. Speaking of welcoming home, shout out to my lovely wife, who was generous and gracious enough to let me take on this tour, and I'm so grateful for her patience and indulgence. Happy you joined us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. We can take calls this evening. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. There's a rally going on just across the street in the plaza. I can see the bus. I can see a whole huge crowd of folks who are cheering on the folks who are riding on the bus. You can email me. I do have my email up. It's John at KNSS Radio, on Facebook and True Social at the John Whitmer Show, and on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Make sure you reach out. I've got it all lined up here, so we are still able to communicate. First, a programming note. We're not going to be with you for the next 2 weeks. First off, after taking 6 days to drive around the state, I need to spend some quality time with my wife. Plus, the Chiefs are playing late afternoon and evening games the next two Sunday nights, so we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Trust me, we'll be back in time to bring you some election coverage as we're gearing up. Also, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. Speaking of election night coverage, we're actually going to be broadcasting live on election night. So we'll give you, that's a little tease, but we've just given you a little tease. We're going to bring you some live election night coverage, but we've got a great show planned for you tonight. We're going to bring you updates from the Fire Kelly, Fire Pelosi 2022 GOP statewide bus tour, including interviews with Derek Schmidt and Senator Roger Marshall. Stephen Johnson will join us to discuss why Kansans needed to unite behind his campaign to unseat incumbent Liberal Democrat State Treasurer Lynn Rogers. Rebecca Ows, Director of Research at the Center for Family and Human Rights, will join us to discuss the unprecedented efforts by the Biden administration to destroy the U.S. government's binary view of gender. And we're going to get an election campaign update from Webster Roth, who is running for the Kansas House. You know, let's not forget, we've got to keep our House majority and try and grow it if we can. So we're going to try over the next few weeks to bring you some updates from these Kansas House seats. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls. We can still do that. I'm here in Atchison, but Dave Wilson, our producer extraordinaire, is live in the studio, and he'll take calls, and I'll be able to hear you. So we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So tonight, as I sit here in Atchison, and you all are listening at home in the Sedgwick County, we are 30 days from the November election. And I have one question for you, and that question is simple. It's a question that Roger Marshall and Derek Schmidt have been asking folks as we've been crisscrossing the state, and it's, are you doing enough to fire Laura Kelly and fire Nancy Pelosi? And I say, let's take it one step further. Are you doing enough to fire Lacey Cruz? Are you doing enough to ensure that we elect Sandy Pickard and Webster Roth and a solid conservative House majority? Are you doing enough? And having spent the last 5 days in an average of about 13 hours a day driving a bus all over this glorious state, I can tell you the Democrats are not doing enough. You know, we've got more yard signs out, we've got more energy out, we've got more 4x8 signs, but that only means that we have a chance to win, but only if we seize the opportunity. So I ask again, are you doing enough? Have you donated to a Republican campaign, if you can? Have you volunteered? Have you door knocked? Have you made phone calls? You know, if you don't know what to do, call a campaign. Call the Sedgwick County GOP. Call me. You know, 316-869. We can find 1330. We can find something for you to do. Are you doing enough? Roger Marshall has spent the last 5 days every day on this bus. And he's not even on the ballot. He won't be on the ballot for 4 years. But he's been out there every day at every stop working to get the entire slate of candidates elected. Are you doing enough? Ask yourself, what could I be doing to help? And then do it. Trust me, folks, if Laura Kelly wins another 4 years in the governor's mansion, it will be devastating for this state. So again, I ask you, are you doing enough? Do you want your taxes to go up? If you don't, are you doing enough? Do you want unlimited taxpayer-funded abortions in Kansas? If not, are you doing enough? Do you think we pay too much in taxes? Are you doing enough to ensure we elect folks who will lower taxes? If you're not, then are you doing enough? You think we're spending too much in Washington, in Topeka, at the local level? Then are you doing enough to ensure we elect people who will cut spending? Do you support the Second Amendment? If you do, are you doing enough to elect those who will defend your Second Amendment rights? You know, do you want parents to have control over their education, their children's education? And then are you doing enough to ensure that parents do have those choices? Do you think it's fundamentally unfair for biological males to be competing in school athletics with girls? And then are you doing enough to ensure that that doesn't happen? There's a theme here, folks. It's time to elect the right team of people in 30 days who will defend our liberties, defend our values. And are you doing enough to ensure we elect that team? And if you're not, it's time to get in the game. This is a pivotal election. We are facing a key time in our country and our state when the woke mafia and those who truly threaten our democracy and traditional norms want to fundamentally alter our society, and this may very well be our last chance to stop them. So again, I ask you, are you doing enough? If not, it's too late to get involved. It's not too late to get involved, but time is running out. Please, get involved. get energized. And for the last time, are you doing enough? We'll be taking your calls at 7:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, Rebecca Ose, Director of Research for the Center of Family and Human Rights, will join us to discuss the unprecedented efforts by the Biden administration to destroy the government's binary view of gender. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Crazy J's is Wichita's favorite furniture store for over 20 years, offering the largest in-stock selection of mattress sets and bunk beds at the best prices in town, guaranteed. Hassle-free financing with no credit needed and instant approvals. Delivery and setup are available. Open 7 days a week east at 1026 South Oliver, west at 604 North Tyler, or online at crazyjsfurniture.com.
The safest deal in town.
Are you looking to replace or repair your pavement, or perhaps install a new driveway or parking lot? Call Pave the Way, the pavement professionals, at 316-990-5855 today for a fast, free estimate for all your asphalt and concrete needs. Or visit them online at PaveTheWayUSA.com.
Pave the way, kicking asphalt every day.
Get down with Down Home Fun. Great benefits and competitive pay. Native Lights Casino is hiring now. From the casino floor to behind the scenes, our team is looking for new and friendly faces to join the crew. If you love helping people and the excitement of Native Lights Casino, now's the time to find your fit in the Tonkawa Enterprises team. Apply today at TonkawaCasino.com/careers. Must be 18 years of age to apply.
Hey, welcome back to the States. How was your flight?
Quite long. Can you spare a bottle of water?
A what?
A bottle of water.
A bottle of what?
Of water!
Oh, we have bottled water quality right out of the tap with our whole home water filtration system from Bowers Plumbing.
What?
Just drink the dang tap water, mate. Call for a quote on a water filtration system today. Bowers Plumbing, Wichita's trusted plumber since 1955.
Pizza John's, open since 1969. Dine in Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 208 South Baltimore in Derby. Give them a call at 788-2011 or go online at pizzajohnsderby.com. Pizza John's, purveyors of round meals and flat snacks.
People sit at the wheel thinking their thoughts day in, day out. Red light.
Red light.
Green light.
Green light.
Traffic updates to help you move.
So you'll know when to take a detour
so I can avoid wrecks.
To make sure that everybody gets to their destination as soon as possible.
And avoid that stop and go misery.
Who likes being stuck in traffic?
I can't stand bad traffic.
Bad traffic makes you late for everything.
The best traffic reports in the city are on.
When I'm stuck in traffic, I listen to the radio.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Midterm election.
MAGA Republicans.
The Democrats.
The fight.
It's gonna be close.
Everybody wants to lose.
He's on.
There's a lot at stake.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Truth Social. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, as if the Biden administration couldn't get any more woke, a new USAID draft on gender policy states that sex is a, quote, designation that is, you gotta love this stuff. Yeah, seriously, you can't make this stuff up. That is assigned at birth. And furthermore, there are about 40 variations of sex characteristics that cannot be categorized as male or female. At least there's only 40. I've seen the number upwards of 92 in some cases. So while these policies are not officially law, they guide the work of the enormous federal governmental agencies, often with elements which would never have survived legislatively. This stuff's crazy. Joining us now to explain how these radical gender identity policies could affect you is Rebecca Oss. She is Director of Research for the Center for Family and Human Rights. Rebecca, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, you know, I'm just surprised that I'm saddened, actually, that we're at a spot in our society when we have to have these kinds of conversations that people are trying to figure out. You know, you have Supreme Court nominees that can't identify what a woman is. The gender policies under Obama and Trump were relatively similar, but Biden has just taken this to unprecedented levels, pushing these extreme radical ideologies into official U.S. policy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And I do want to clarify that there are significant differences between the policies as they existed under Obama and Trump,
yeah,
of course. But this one, just by comparison, goes so far beyond where the Obama administration would have gone at the time. And it, you know, and because we know that Biden has always sort of been at the center of the Democratic Party, this really just indicates how far the Democratic Party as a whole is going, which is, of course, you know, dangerous in many ways, because that is one of our country's major political parties. But you're right. These sort of policies on particular topics like gender and women's empowerment really became a big thing under the Obama administration. In fact, many of the policies that were enacted under Obama are still in effect to this day at USAID and the Department of State, which are the ones we focus on because we work on life and family issues in the international context specifically. And of course, in the last part of the Trump administration, his administration updated and replaced the gender policy as it had been under Obama which of course Biden set, you know, the forces in motion to replace pretty much immediately upon taking office himself. And of course, this is where we are now. And as you say, it, you know, it really defines women and girls out of existence. You know, I would say, you know, if people are looking at the draft, I mean, it is still a draft. It was circulated for a very short period of comment. And they should be, you know, soon enough releasing the final version. But if you look at the glossary of terms, you know, at the end of this, of the document, you can see, like you mentioned some of them, you know, that the idea of biological sex is treated as something that is, you know, to be dismissed, that it's just a designation, whereas gender is, of course, this incredibly wide-ranging thing that, you know, deserves more attention.
Right. Right. That's what gets me here is that the administration that spent years trying to tell us to trust the science, quote unquote, when it comes to this issue is throwing science out the window and allowing people to rely on such subjective notions as your feelings. It's, well, I feel this way. I choose to identify. Therefore, it's going to be federal policy that we have to then recognize that choice.
Exactly. And of course, we know that a lot of the aid that the United States gives, you know, to countries around the world is going to poor countries and to countries who have perhaps more traditional values themselves. And this particular policy historically was supposed to be about making sure that women and girls are prioritized in the aid that the U.S. government gives. And of course, what this is doing is basically redirecting a lot of that toward imposing gender ideology and elevating LGBTQ issues in the name of advancing women and girls' rights. Now, of course, there is an additional policy that is specifically targeted toward LGBT issues. So we already even have a standalone policy for that.
Right.
But what this is doing is basically taking that which was specifically designated for women and girls and making it more like that policy.
Well, and it's completely undermining the traditional understanding of male and female. That's just being thrown out the window. We're talking with Rebecca Ose, the director of research for the Center for Family and Human Rights. Rebecca, the Biden administration has really elevated issues of sexual orientation and gender identity to one of its higher priorities. They've made this a major administration focal point, a major issue throughout the entire government. They're making this a high priority. They're injecting it into so many areas. You know, people can't pay their rent. They can't put food on the table. They're struggling with so many issues. And yet this is what they seem to think is an issue of critical importance. It just seems so out of touch.
It really does. And you know, we should remember that when USAID delivers aid around the world,
yeah, taxpayer money, let's not forget that.
Well, yes, the boxes have the logo and it says from the American people. And so this is, you know, this is what we as taxpayers are paying for and what other people are perceiving as what the U.S. is all about. And so, of course, you know, there are important steps that need to be taken. I mean, obviously, you know, the executive branch has a lot of power to control how these agencies operate, but it is, of course, Congress that appropriates the funding. And, you know, obviously the first stepping point is we have to actually know what's in these policies. And so people can write to their members of Congress and express their concerns about this.
Right. Well, and don't get me wrong. We don't want anybody to feel unwelcome or feel prejudiced against. But at the same time, it just seems like this is so unnecessary.
It is. And it's also very controversial here. And of course, you know, we have an election coming up and it's important that people pay attention to these issues.
Yeah.
Because obviously we are one of the most generous donors, you know, in foreign aid, and we have a large impact around the world for good or for bad.
And the issue that gets me here is this USAID rule, it seems so similar to what the administration is doing with their reinterpretation of Title IX, where they're misrepresenting and totally perverting the Title IX protections against discrimination on the basis of sex, and now include, you know, sexual orientation and gender identity there. It's such radical interpretation. Both of these now seem to be almost using, you know, equality for all to disenfranchise women. It seems like it's the opposite effect. They're actually, in a way, relegating women to a secondary position instead of doing what they were intended to do in the first place.
Well, you're right. And of course, you know, under President Obama's original gender policy, it did include some language about, you know, about transgender identity, but it at least framed it in terms of a binary, right? That it might be someone who identifies as a man who was born a woman, or vice versa. In this case, the whole idea of gender being a binary is framed as something we need to move past.
Right.
That gender is this vast spectrum and that biological sex has nothing to do with it. And, you know, this is, of course, as you mentioned, not supported at all by the science, nor is it supported by the American people in general. This is, and of course, you know, like I said, this is so far removed even from what Obama was doing a relatively short time ago. You know, the speed on which this issue has really taken over is quite incredible.
Well, and how do you come up with 40 different genders? I mean, that's just the whole, it's just, it just makes no sense to me. I mean, and why stop at 40? I mean, you know?
Well, exactly. And of course, you know, it's, I mean, the idea that people's attributes, you know, come in many different forms and shapes is of course true just within, you know, the obvious binary that we know. But this is an attempt, I think, really to make something ambiguous that really is not.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, we know that there are people who, for whatever reason, they have developmental issues and they might be born missing a limb or something like that. We don't then say, well, human beings have, you know, somewhere around two arms and two legs.
Thank
and it's,
yes.
It's a spectrum, right? I mean, there are things that can go wrong developmentally that might make it not perfectly obvious right away if it's a boy or a girl, but we can look at the DNA, we can look at other things. You know, that we are still a species that comes in two forms,
right?
Male and female. This is, you know, this is something that we used to understand from the earliest levels, and now, of course, you know,
it comes back down to trust the science. It's all pretty straightforward if you think about it. This should not be that complicated. Rebecca, we shared a story on this issue from your website on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information, if they want to see exactly how extreme this is getting, they can visit c-fam.org, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And for those who are interested in learning more about our work at the United Nations, we publish a weekly newsletter called the Friday Facts, so people could sign up for that on our website. These will be stories you probably won't find anywhere else, looking at issues of life and the family at the level of international institutions and what we're doing to try and promote that.
Rebecca, I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us this evening. And Kate, you're doing yeoman's work. Carry on the work, my friend.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed the conversation.
That was perfect. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
She is. She was good. I tell you, she was good. We are broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie, here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be taking your calls at 7:45, but coming up after the break, Stephen Johnson will join us to discuss why Kansas needs to unite behind his campaign to unseat incumbent Liberal Democrat State Treasurer Lynn Rogers. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. You know, boy, that's a big... Dave, I'm going to eat some of Virginia's famous pie, and you can't have any, just so you know. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Jerry, pie!
Odyssey is looking for an experienced digital and radio account executive to join our team. Odyssey seeks an experienced, self-motivated sales professional to develop and sell advertising and marketing campaigns to new and existing clients with an emphasis on new business development and digital sales. The account executive will use a wide variety of Odyssey's products in their portfolio to solicit businesses for advertising in their on-air, non-traditional, and digital platforms. If you are interested in a career in radio, submit your resume to odysseyinc.com/careers. We are an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. As autumn temperatures get cooler, here are some simple things you can do to help out the environment. Remove any window air conditioners. Check windows and door seals for proper insulation to keep heat in and cold air out. And check your furnace, making sure it's clean, and replace the air filter with a new one to keep it running at peak efficiency all winter long. Join Odyssey, and together, each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
Ad paid for by the Victims Justice Group.
A disturbing fact. From 1953 to 1987, chemicals polluted the water supply of U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune.
Thousands of patriotic military personnel, families, and civilians were exposed. Now, they're dealing with cancers, lymphomas, and much more, and may be entitled to significant cash compensation. If you or a loved one suffered injuries associated with the toxic water found at Camp Lejeune, including cancer, multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's disease, adult leukemia, or aplastic anemia, then call us now for your free consultation. 800-410-2599. You've done your patriotic duty for our country, so let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-410-2599. 800-410-2599. That's 800-410-2599.
Weather-wise, it stays quiet outdoors this evening. We'll have a mostly clear sky, 51 degrees, and a calm wind. For your Monday, mostly sunny skies, 79. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. A better chance arriving Monday night. The low temperature, 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Rodney Price.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Illegal immigration is a midterm election issue in border states like Arizona.
We have an invasion at our border, the cartels. These narco-terrorist groups have operational control, and they're using Arizona to smuggle people, to traffic children, and to traffic the most dangerous drug we've ever seen, fentanyl.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake on CBS's Face the Nation. She's running against Democratic nominee Katie Hobbs. The vice president skipped the southern border during her visit to Austin, Texas, for a fundraiser.
If Vice President Harris would have been here in Eagle Pass, she would have witnessed what Texas DPS troopers are sending Fox News exclusively this morning. A Guatemalan man illegally in the country was smuggling four migrants in a Dodge Charger late overnight.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. America is listening to Fox News.
Sipping on pumpkin spicy conversation.
I just want to hear my government become representative of my voice.
They don't care about what's right or what's wrong or our values.
Parents have to organize. We have to stand outside and protest.
America was built on revolution. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
It's time for you to wake up and smell the jello.
Get out and vote.
Isn't it interesting that the country wants to get high?
Yup, that's a big sip of spice.
This is what people are saying at the coffee shop.
These are the things that keep me up at night.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather news happens here.
I think it's just comforting to know.
We knew what the weather was. We knew what was happening. Your radio station did us a lot of good.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Live Sunday nights. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Dave, you should see this piece of pie they just delivered. Holy cow. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Woo! We're broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie here in Atchison, Kansas. They just delivered this. I mean, it's fried chicken. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and this pie. Oh my goodness! I mean, there's a perk to driving the Fire Kelly Fire Pelosi bus, and the chicken dinner. I'm gonna have to bring my wife here to Atchison just to get this fried chicken dinner. This looks fantastic, Dave. I'm telling you. And you're sitting there in the studio all alone, probably eating I don't know what, you know, little snack or something.
Yeah, I got nothing, John.
Yeah, I feel nothing. And you know what? I don't feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I can tell. Not at all.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So one of the guys who's been on the bus tour with us through this whole five-day trip as we've been going crisscrossing all over the state is Stephen Johnson. I serve with Stephen in the House. He's now running to be our state treasurer. He joins us now. Stephen, I know you had to duck out because you had an event tonight. Brother, you're missing out on some great fried chicken and Virginia's homemade pie, brother. You missed it tonight.
I know. I was hating that I missed the pie perk that I was hearing about. What kind of pie did you get, John?
So, well, and here's the thing, and my wife's going to kill me because it's her favorite is cherry pie, too. So it looks good. I'm going to have to, at some point, you guys are going to hear me chewing, and you have to feel jealous.
Is there any way you can smuggle a piece of that pie onto the bus so that we can have a chance to see what you just got to enjoy tomorrow?
I'll take a picture of it. The problem is if I steal cherry pie onto the bus, Derek Schmidt will eat it. That's
Well, I hate that I missed that part of the tour. Chris Kobach and I headed down to the chili soup night here in Emporia. So we were able to catch the event with the good folks that were here. But I am a little envious of the chicken and pie that you got.
This has been, it's been interesting spending these last 5 days with you, brother. I mean, you and I go back years. We, you and myself and Cassia Kelly and Mark Rhodes used to, I sing a cappella from the fifth floor rotunda at the Capitol. But this has been interesting spending these last 5 days. What's your experience? I mean, what is being on the road, going on all these bus stops and talking to folks as we crisscrossed Kansas, what are you hearing? What as you talk to folks, what do you hear?
Some important things, but first, the singing was a hidden talent that I discovered in the legislature, but I didn't know how skilled you were at driving the bus. around the farm, moving the semi, getting grain to town. I thought I was okay at some of that stuff. But for the most part, other than when you're being told, okay, left at the stop sign, no right. Other than that, it has been amazingly smooth getting us to, from, and everywhere we need to go.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I only have one bruise that'll take a week to heal.
Well, it's precious cargo. I mean, literally on the way down here, I had a United States senator, two congressmen, the next governor, the next lieutenant governor, the next state treasurer. I mean, literally, there are times that you sit there driving and you're going, oh, my goodness, if we have an accident, I'm going to feel awful guilty.
Well, that's why you're at the wheel. We'll be in good shape.
But, no, Jesus takes the wheel. Jesus is at the wheel. Trust me.
There you go. I like that even better. But you'd ask, the sense and the feeling. I cannot tell you. I was looking forward to the bus tour as we started talking about all the places that we were going from Liberal to Atchison, and the excitement of actually being with the people across the state, literally at every stop, has really been phenomenal. The engagement that they've had, the understanding that they have of the issues is really encouraging. For first, the direction we're going as a state, but even more so the momentum that we're picking up as a Republican Party and a slate of candidates.
Well, and you're in the general, but you had a hard fought primary, and now I'm seeing, I think some people kind of assume, oh, well, this is going to be state treasurer. That's an easy race, but it isn't. Lynn Rogers just rolled out a list of, 200 endorsements, and I think, he seems to be trying to fly under the radar. He's trying to do sort of what Laura Kelly's doing. He's running this, I'm a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. And he's running from the fact that he was part of the Kelly administration during the worst part of the COVID lockdowns. He's trying to hide from his record, isn't he?
Well, absolutely. Clearly, the lockdown piece was there. Others, the way that some of the assets are invested. Interesting to get to see that, they don't have a lot of things to come up with. So the message that they were sharing, it was printed in the Dodge City Globe that we got to read when we were through there, was that I raided capers with brownback, which is, first of all, hilarious. But clearly the goal is to try to throw stuff that will go across the ticket, hit our race, and make it all the way up to Derek. So I've got to be careful to protect kind of the rear flank, if you will, and make sure that we're solid in our race and make sure that that can't go up. The fact of that is that during Brownback's time, we put in more every year than any previous administration, and we hit the fully funded rate for the first time since before 1992. So while there's still always work to be done, it is interesting that they try to just take shots to see if it resonates and to see if it sticks.
Well, and that's really all they can do, because Lord knows that Laura Kelly and Lynn Rogers, they don't have a record they can run on. So it's all a matter of throw stuff at the wall, see if it can stick. That's why they're doing the whole Brownback thing, because some people don't even know who Sam Brownback was. Other people, it's like Derek Schmidt had a great line, and I loved it when he said it in the debate last week, when he said that Governor Kelly has an unhealthy obsession with the previous governor. And it's so true. Neither of them, Lynn Rogers, Laura Kelly, have a record that they can run on. And much like Governor Kelly, Lynn Rogers is trying to portray himself as this middle-of-the-road guy, but he's not one. And I think it's important that you articulate, because I can kind of give your speech now. I can give everybody's speech now. And, you have some really innovative plans for the state treasurer's office, and that's another thing that Lynn Rogers has done. He's just sort of, I'm just going to steer the ship and hope I get reelected.
Well, thank you. We do. And just to take that previous point a little bit further, that are also part of the plan, we've got to look at the ties that Lynn Rogers and Governor Kelly have to the Biden administration, the policies that come from the party. And we've got to look at one of the treasurer's roles is to manage the cash flows and investments for the state. So let's look at how they're currently managed. And one of the risks we have every day are the policies from the Biden administration that are coming out. And what we want to make sure that your listeners think about and ask themselves is, do we want our state's assets invested according to the Biden policies on the environment, on social issues, and on the governance strategies that they want to force through the Securities and Exchange Commission, through those woke money managers that would choose to implement those strategies? How do we want to make sure that Kansas assets are invested? And the answer is, we first want to make sure we invest for the highest and best return. We want to make sure that we invest in strategies that work from Kansas to continue to feed and fuel the world. And you have to meet the whole demand. You can't just meet some of the demand some of the time.
Right.
That doesn't work in food and fuel. We've got plans that do that, and we have to continue to invest in them. We have to invest in industries and Kansas values with Kansas assets.
Well, so, and we don't want to invest in China. I mean, that's another thing that I know you've mentioned, and the minute you say that, I've heard the crowd reaction. They don't like the idea that Lynn Rogers and Laura Kelly are investing Kansas taxpayer money in China.
And it's both the investment and the amount that we want to question and make sure that we have a handle on, is that $500 million in the state's assets exactly what we want to have? And how do we want to handle that going forward? And the entire risk in the international portfolio has worked. I'm not sure it's worked the best. Those are just questions we want to ask and vet as we continue forward to make sure we consciously understand the risk of what's in the portfolio.
Well, Stephen, I appreciate you, brother. I know you've got some innovative plans for the office when you win it, but we got 30 days, and folks have to get out there. They need to get a yard sign. They need to donate. They need to get active. If they want information, if they want to read about your plans and get involved, it's StephenJohnsonKS.com, correct?
That is it. You can follow us on Facebook there, the StephenJohnsonKS or StephenJohnsonKS.com. Please engage. Please engage across all of these races. We need your help. We'll get into plans for the 529 and others as the time allows.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for joining us. Thanks for being on the bus. It's been nice hanging out with you again. We'll have to do it again, my friend.
I'll see you in El Dorado in the morning.
Yes, I will be there. I will be there after broadcasting for another hour. So thank you. Thanks again, Stephen. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KMSS, Wichita's number one talk. We're broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie. And if you want a piece, you got to come to Atchison and get you some Virginia's famous pie. We'll be back right after this.
Should have taken it to Bob's. Before your transmission becomes the undead, come into Bob's Transmission for regularly scheduled maintenance. Classic cars to new, American or import, 4x4s, automatic or standard transmissions, BMWs, or just a good old-fashioned Chevy pickup. Take it to Bob's Transmission. They are the specialists after all. Bob's Transmission, 1900 North Broadway, or call 267-0764.
Fall means cozy backyard fires around the chimney, trick-or-treaters, and holiday guests. It's also a great time to call Midwest Foamworks and let Wichita's oldest and most trusted concrete leveling team take care of those sagging concrete walkways, steps, driveways, and patios before the snow and ice makes them even more dangerous. Don't go through another winter with that sinking concrete. Call 316-749-7550 for a fast, free, no-pressure quote today.
This is Wink Hartman with another Hartman Truth Minute on KNSS Radio. Does anyone see the present light of the dim socialism shining? Anyone? The light is not at the end of the tunnel, folks. It is in your lap. It is here now. How damn dumb can we be? If I listen to one more talking head that has contributed nothing to solve the multiple problems real Americans face every day, I will explode. Example, the Dems now allow illegal immigrants to board commercial aircraft using an arrest warrant or even a deportation order. No, not a driver's license with a gold star, not a TSA registration number, or, of course, not a U.S. passport. None of the above are on the approved TSA acceptable form of ID. Yes, a few Republicans are writing letters. Great. But what is Mr. and Mrs. America doing? It is past time to take back our country. The dim socialism light is in your lap. Do you throw it in a drawer out of sight or stand up for our country? The choice is yours. Don't like the message? Okay. But it is a Hartman Truth Minute.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
The latest Rasmussen Report survey, 53% of likely voters agreed, quote, there is a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI that are using the FBI as Joe's personal Gestapo.
Wow.
Now, I do want to make a point here. There are so many good people in law enforcement. Don't become like the left. If there's one bad apple cop, you don't defund and dismantle police departments. It's the same with the FBI.
Sean Hannity, afternoons at 2 on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Katie with NCRI, National Catastrophe Restoration Incorporated. We are excited to be hosting Presence in a Package again this year with Volunteer Kansas. We are collecting donations for our troops that can't be home for the holidays. Please see the list of donations at volunteerkansas.org and please bring donations to NCRI at 8447 East, 35th Street North in Wichita. As always, we're glad Odyssey serves.
Stephen Ted Mornings.
Always hear about branding and how Kansas doesn't have a brand, Kansas doesn't have an identity, Wichita doesn't have an identity.
Well, heck, we don't.
Maybe we should promote things and try to come up. We've got some great people who have come from here.
Why don't we have a statue of the man that the county is named after, General Sedgwick. Yeah. He was the highest ranking officer to pass away for the Union in the Civil War. There's a statue of him at Gettysburg. There's a statue of him on the campus at West Point. We don't have a statue of General Sedgwick here. We should.
Stephen Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. You got me in the midst of a bite of fried chicken as we're broadcasting live from Jerry's again, home of Virginia's famous pie, here in Atchison, Kansas, on day 5 of the Fire Kelly, Fire Pelosi bus tour. Excuse me. You can always like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. Brief programming. No, we will not be with you for the next 2 weeks since the Chiefs are playing late afternoon and evening games on these next two Sunday nights. But we'll be with you before the election. Got some great guests planned. Former Senator Phil Graham finally have been able to get that interview scheduled in the books. We've got some other unique things coming down the pipe. I don't want to give you any, you know, teases, but I got some great stuff planned. So, and don't forget the bus with yours truly driving will be pulling into Wichita tomorrow night at 6 at the Sedgwick County GOP headquarters at 251 South Whittier Road with Attorney General Derek Schmidt, Katie Sawyer, Congressman Estes, Senator Roger Marshall, and a special guest, as well as a number of others riding along with us. The headquarters is located just west of Town East Mall at 251 South Whittier. Hope you'll come out and welcome us home. Looking forward to coming home. There will be no leftover cherry pie, by the way, Dave. Sorry, I can't leave you any cherry pie.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, but that cherry pie is looking mighty good right now.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, trust me, I'm earning it. This has been, it's been fun, but it's been draining. Trust me.
I can imagine. What have the crowds been like?
It's been great. I mean, today we were in Johnson County. They had the Johnson County Republican picnic. There was over 200, 250 people there at least. It was packed. Out in Dodge City, you know, we did this. I drove the bus 4 years ago for Kobach Hartman for that bus tour, and it was the same thing. This a little different vibe this time around. I think in part because I think folks are pissed off. They are mad. Part of it's at Joe Biden. I think part of it's just they're fed up with Laura Kelly. It's a different vibe. You can definitely tell that the TV advertising, I think, has really got people fired up. A lot of it is they don't like Laura Kelly's TV ads. They don't buy Laura Kelly's TV ads. I mean, you've seen them.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I can see why they would be, very upset with those ads. And which, by the way, have been airing forever, it seems like now.
Yes. Yeah, that's the other thing. I think people are just tired of it. And, you know, what's interesting is, I mentioned it when I was talking to Stephen about knowing their speeches. I now know all of their speeches. But there are certain lines that, you know, okay, Roger Marshall's going to say this now, and Derek Schmidt's going to say this now. There's one line that Derek Schmidt uses, and without a doubt, it's the line that gets the most applause, hands down. It's not what you would expect. I mean, he talks about parental choice in education, and he talks about lowering taxes, the food sales tax, and that's a good one, and people applaud that. And he's pointing out the fact that Laura Kelly, could have lowered the sales tax on food 2 years ago, but she didn't because she, vetoed the sales tax on food. And, she walks around the state with her hatchet, but that's just an election year thing because she could have done it and she didn't. So, I mean, he's got good points, salient points. The number one line that gets the biggest applause everywhere, even in Johnson County, which is definitely blue or purple, I would say, at least.
Right.
The women's and girls sports.
Really?
Every time. That, I mean, and it's raucous applause when he says, "Does anyone believe that it is fair for biological males to be competing in girls' sports?" It is overwhelming. And the polling supports that. Even Democrats don't think it's fair. And I think you saw that with those ads. You know, Laura Kelly even felt the need to run an ad where she said, "I don't support it." And then, of course, she got her attacked by her own left, and so she had to run another ad. "I agreed before I voted yes, before I voted no." You know, that's the number one line that people respond to.
Crazy. Well, it sounds like the Republican base is pretty excited to get out and vote in November. Are you getting that sense?
Yeah, I think so. We need to motivate them. I think there's still some people who are maybe a little burned out from Value Them Both. I mean, that was draining. That was, a lot of people, I think, are still sore, for lack of a better term, from that. You know, they lost. Maybe they were dejected. Maybe they just feel like they're spent, for lack of a better term. But I think they're started, that energy's starting back up again, and people are starting to see it. And I think they also see the potential here for what would happen if we lose. If Laura Kelly gets another 4 years, there'll be no constraints on her because now she's done. You know, at least this last 4 years, she knew she'd have to win re-election. If she doesn't, then she can go off the rails. And people are aware what will happen if she wins re-election. So I think that's right. Starting. I think that's the mood I'm feeling as I've talked to people, because I go around while they're giving their speeches and I just kind of listen to what they're saying. And boy, people are starting to get a little scared about what happens if Laura Kelly wins.
Mm, interesting. Here's the important question, John. How does the bus handle for you while you're driving it? How does it feel?
That's like driving a bus, man. It does not stop on a dime, that's for sure.
I can imagine.
It doesn't stop on a dime. And, you know, it's like Steven Johnson mentioned, you know, it helps when I've got one of the staffers or somebody navigating. This morning, Derek was navigating. He was sitting in the passenger seat. We're coming along. He says, okay, you're going to turn up here and turn left. And it helps. When I'm trying to do it on my own, it's not quite as easy because, like I said, it doesn't stop on a dime. It's clunky. And it's actually, it's Mr. Hartman's bus.
Oh, okay.
So he kind of loaned it out, and it's nice that he loaned it out for us, and we were able to use it again this time around. We had it 4 years ago. We've got it again, and we got one more day. So
nice.
We'll have it again. You know, who knows? Maybe we can use it again next time around. We'll take a quick break. After the top of the hour break, we're going to have interviews with Derek Schmidt and Senator Roger Marshall. In the meantime, stick around. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.